Hello and welcome to Nutritious, your guide to a healthier lifestyle. In today's episode, we'll be joined by Dr. Savpreet Kaur, a pediatrician in Duluth, Georgia, who's affiliated with multiple hospitals in the area, including Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and Northside Hospital Gwynedd, to explain how parents can better take care of the children's nutrition. She's also received her medical degree from Lady Harnage Medical College and has been practiced for more than 20 years. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Kaur. Nice to have you here.
Hello. Nice to be here too.
Thank you. So, childhood nutrition isn't just about satisfying hunger, it's about establishing the cornerstone for lifelong health. Research consistently reveals the profound impact of childhood dietary habits on physical well-being, cognitive development, and future dietary choices. Shockingly, despite growing awareness, many children still overlook the importance of proper nutrition. This oversight is concerning, considering that childhood dietary patterns strongly correlate with the risk of chronic illnesses like obesity, diabetes, and heart disease later in life. Furthermore, inadequate nutrition during childhood can hinder cognitive function, impair academic performance, and compromise overall wellness. It's crucial to address this issue because the food choices children make today are likely to shape their health trajectories well into adulthood. So, Dr. Kaur, how does childhood nutrition influence long-term health outcomes? And can you just provide some detail about that?
Early childhood in infancy is a period of rapid growth of the brain. And so an adequate intake of nutrients, including omega-3 fatty acids and vitamins, are important for those developing neurons in the brain, which will impact the neurocognitive function of the individual for the rest of their life. Also, overall adequate protein and vitamin intake and caloric intake, which promotes physical growth and development, is important for overall physical health as the child goes into adulthood. Whatever habits the child forms in their eating during early childhood are what usually carry on for the rest of their life. And they impact how healthy they are. And depending upon how healthy they are, how much physical activity and exercise they can get to be overall psychologically healthy and happy in order to be functioning adults in adult life.
Yeah, I think the psychological aspect of that is really strong. The habits that we develop, explained through multiple cognitive theories like Piaget's theory of cognitive development. They all explain how, whatever we eat, the habits we develop as a child, we're likely to carry it on. We need to stop them and develop the right habits at an early age. So I think that's really important, and to help prevent these, chronic illnesses like I discussed earlier, like obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease.
Right,
And
of course. The actual physical diseases, cardiovascular diseases and diabetes are of course the biggest things that physically you see with the excess caloric intake and less exercise in the developed world. But on the same note, in the underdeveloped world or in poorer income households where there is actual undernutrition with protein and good quality fats, you see overall reduction in life expectancy into adulthood if the protein intake was not adequate during early childhood. So it is both under and over nutrition during childhood that can have a negative impact on the
And
individual. So,
these children, I know their parents also play a big role. So, as a pediatrician, what are some common mistakes you see parents make about their child's nutrition?
the commonest The most common mistake I see people making is thinking that natural fresh fruit squeezed juices are as healthy as eating fruits and vegetables. The culture of making smoothies and juices with greens and fruits in them just puts in too many calories without the fiber into those little children's bodies. And it's not just the calories, the child also gets used to drinking sweet drinks throughout their life, where then as they get older, they don't drink enough water and they just move on from drinking the juices on to sodas and then coffees eventually in life. That all puts in excess calories with less fiber, and that becomes the biggest predisposition for obesity, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes later on in their life.
And also, like, I'm pretty sure this is very prevalent to just like parents sometimes, once in a while, they give their kid chips, and then they can these children become addicted to them, because they're still developing, and they carry these habits on. Then they want to keep eating these chips at school, outside of school, when their parents are not there.
Yeah, right. I mean, once in a while, if a child is eating chips, that's okay. I don't think it's necessarily a parent's fault. It's if the child gets used to having, for example, as their after school snack as chips every day, then the next thing you know, they're eating at least a bag of chip every day, and then wanting to have maybe another bag of chips for the snack at school in early elementary years. So
Just staying away from the
the
addictive nature is
mistake
really the
that
important
the
part.
parents commit unconsciously, because the child starts getting used to cookies and chips as snacks instead of having healthy yogurts and fruits as snacks.
Yeah, so just really developing the right snack habits too.
Yeah, so
It's
early
not,
on, when the children are developing eating habits, it's important for parents to realize that even snack time should be something healthy. It can be nuts, it can be fruits, it can be low fat yogurt or milk.
Of course, yeah. And transitioning off that topic, there's a lot of picky eaters that are out there, right? These children don't like to eat these fruits and vegetables like we've been talking about. So, what are some tips you recommend for parents to overcome these challenges in their children to make sure they get a healthy, balanced diet?
I think the number one thing that has been my observation is that the parents themselves should eat fruits and vegetables, for example, vegetables in every meal that they eat. And when they relish the meal, the little growing mind of the child will also relish the meal with the vegetables in there. I think that's number one. The whole family has to cook at home and have vegetables in every dinner or lunch plate they eat. The number two thing is, despite that, if the child does not want vegetables in their food, there is a lot of creative ways to add vegetables. A simple thing is sometimes, dipping carrots in low fat ranch, or boiling vegetables, pureeing and mixing them in pasta sauces when they're having spaghetti, which most children tend to like, are good ways to add vegetables. But I think baseline, what I notice is, if the parents relish their vegetables in their meals since the child was little, the child learns to relish the vegetables themselves too. Children follow what their parents do.
And do you recommend some sneaky ways, maybe sneak a vegetable
Yeah, so
in here and there?
like I said, boiling, steaming and boiling the vegetables and pureeing them in their wholesome form, adding them to pasta sauces, is
My mom
a
used to do
great
that with me
way
for
to
eggplant.
hide. Yeah, that's a great way to hide vegetables. And it depends on, what foods the child is eating, really. So adding some fruits in their yogurt, It doesn't usually work very well for most children who are picky, but I think steaming them and pureeing them gives them a full serving of vegetable without them picking out the leafy stuff that most children are picky about. Another option is another option is adding it in smoothies, but although what I notice is that when parents are making those smoothies, there's too much sugar being added, and it can become a very high caloric drink for the child. But I think it's a great way. A smoothie is a great way for an extremely picky child, where you can add a few leaves of spinach, maybe half a carrot, and make it sweeter with some strawberries and half a banana, and then add a low-fat yogurt without adding extra sugar. I think it's a great drink,
I think
once a day.
when these children, they see them physically, they're aware, like, okay, this is like a strawberry, right? I don't like this. And then, but they can't see that in a smoothie, right? Because it's all blended, the colors blend together. So I think that's really a good way.
That's true. They cannot, when they're very young, they cannot see it, but as they get older, I think, in the preteens, it's important. I at least educate my preteens who are picky on why it's important for them to have fruits and vegetables. Even to the point, I'll tell them, you know what, eat it like medicine. The first few tablespoons of your meal, make it a vegetable, and then enjoy the rest of the food like you normally do. Eat it like a vitamin pill. And I think it does. I do feel like it clicks in their head that, oh yeah, maybe I can try that. Adding a tea tablespoon of vegetable on their plate, on an extremely picky child's plate, is a good way to start for the child to feel that, you know what, I can manage a tablespoon of carrots. And it wasn't, yeah, it was bad, but I did it. And when the child sees his or her mom being so excited and happy when he or she eats that tablespoon of vegetables, I do think it encourages the child to, okay, you know what, next time I'll try it more, because it did make my mom happy. So starting small for a picky child and then adding stuff that they like. I tell my teenagers, why don't you go grocery shopping with your mom and pick out what vegetables you want? You can eat them as a salad. They don't always have to be cooked. Because most of the time, I notice that the picky eaters are picky about the cooked vegetables. A lot of the picky eaters do not mind cutting up peppers and then eating the peppers raw, or they don't mind the raw spinach leaves with some salad dressing and maybe strawberries on it, and they'll eat it. But you give them cooked spinach, and it grosses them out. So as children get into preteen and teen years, I get them involved in the grocery shopping that their mom's going for. And I think it avoids food aversion, and also thinking, okay, you know what, it's not so bad. And it's a good camaraderie the parent has with the child, and so there is not so much arguments and fights over the dinner table on why you're not eating that and why you're not eating that.
And just to end off, the interview, is there anything else you'd like to add about, advice you have for parents to promote healthy eating habits, or just anything and any practical advice you have for parents or children in general?
My biggest advice to parents is that to introduce vegetables and fruits very early on, when the baby is first started on solids after 6 months of age, and not introducing anything processed or juices in the first 2 years of life. I think it usually is a very successful path to a good eater later on in life. I think those first 2 years of life, when solids are being introduced to children, are the most crucial years to prevent picky eaters later on in life.
Well, thank you so much for your
You
time
are
today.
welcome. You are welcome.
So, as a reminder for my audience, if you have any questions regarding this podcast or any others, feel free to email us in the podcast bio. And if you want to stay updated on future episodes, Please stay subscribed to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other platform to get notified when the next episode gets released. With that, I'm your host, Arnav Jain, and thank you for tuning to Nutritious, your guide to a healthier lifestyle.